I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Ripcord and a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
And unfortunately, a member of our team suffered a bad injury.
No.
Really?
Just to give you a little cue as to who it is.
What?
Yeah.
Poker Toe.
Our Jew is down! We've got a Jew down!
Yeah.
I'm alive.
You are alive, thank God.
Jason,
I didn't even know anything happened.
Jason the Jew is here, but had a crazy night. Well, Jason, fairly dumb.
Yeah, no, this might be the dumbest thing I've ever done in my life.
Okay, so walk us through what happened here.
All right, well, I don't know if anybody knows, but I don't like bees and flying insects that sting or bite. I'm afraid of them. I'm kind of a pussy when it comes to it.
Okay.
So there was one in my stairwell of my house. And I armed myself with a shoe on my hand.
Yeah, okay. Shoe on your hand.
Hairspray.
Okay, you had hairspray.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God, he took Lisa's hairspray tip.
Oh, yeah.
You're like
shoe,
a gladiator.
Hand, and hairspray. Okay.
Yeah, to paralyze insects.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a...
like a lion tamer.
I have like a shade in front of a window, so I couldn't really see where the wasp was.
Oh, it was a wasp.
Yeah, I could see the shadow, so I wasn't exactly sure where it was. And this was like 25 minutes I was battling with this wasp of how I was going to take it out. So I figured the only way I could do it was to hit it with the shoe, but I didn't know exactly where it was. So with all my power, I punched the window.
No.
And I shattered the window.
Oh, no.
It gets worse.
So... As soon as I hit it, I was like, oh, no, because, like, it was, and I started gushing blood.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Down my forearm, and I didn't know what to do, so I started covering it. My hand was immediately red, my left hand, immediately red, and I ran in my house, and I'm dripping blood everywhere, and I ran on my front porch, and I turned, and my neighbor happened to be outside, luckily. And he just saw me, like, gushing blood and went and got a towel and came and brought me the towel. And he's like, what do you want to do? And I was like, I don't know, man, because I didn't know how much blood I was losing. I was scared. Like, I'm like, man, my nerves, everything. So
yeah.
He offered to drive me to the, like, urgent care, and I was like, nah, I got it. So I drove myself.
What?
And they were like, you need to go to the ER. So then I drove to the ER, and... My family member is a surgeon, so she ended up patching me up, like stitching me up at the hospital.
Oh, that's good to have a family member.
How many stitches did you have?
It's like 9 stitches
or
something.
Oh, no.
I took a big chunk. You could see my muscle.
Jesus Jew!
Was it Jesus Jew? Was it on the top? Like of your forearm, or was it on the bottom?
So if I'm palm up, it's on like my pinky side.
Yeah, so here.
I didn't see your
hand.
Oh my
God, dude, that's almost
today.
Like lights out territory.
Yeah, no.
That's real scary, especially if it was like a length of his arm kind of cut.
Dude.
Jason.
Yeah, I saw him tweet about it.
And you were real lucky, right? Because they were worried you could lose like feeling or mobility in some of your fingers.
Oh,
well, yeah, that's the first question is, can you feel it? You know, can you move it? And I could, so I think I lucked out.
No, you definitely did look. I mean, it sucks, but you did luck out that you didn't cause more serious permanent damage to yourself.
Yeah, and you know, now I won't be killing any wasps. My girlfriend does all the wasp killing.
That's good. Leave it to her, dude. Leave it to her. You're not good at it.
Where was she?
She was at work.
Oh, man.
You know, and I was going to meet my mom. It was my mom's birthday, so I was like about to leave the house and got in this duel with a wasp.
You know, can I give you a wasp killing tip for someone who's afraid?
Sure, I'm not going to do it, but yeah.
Vacuum cleaner.
Oh.
Suck him into the vacuum cleaner?
You could spray him first and then suck them
I just didn't know where
it
was.
Either way.
Because of the shade.
I know, but I mean, if you had that long vacuum hose.
That's a brilliant idea, actually.
You know?
I've never even thought of that.
Yeah, Jason, spray and suck.
I've
moving
used that
forward.
For stink bugs, but not a wasp.
Yeah. A wasp is just a nasty creature, dude. Like, honestly, I thought this was going to be something about the wasp, that the wasp was like, bitch, did you just try to kill me?
Well, I don't know where it is. No. I don't even know if I killed the thing.
No, I guarantee you didn't.
But I obliterated my window.
Yeah.
So you have a broken window you got to deal with and now a destroyed arm.
Yeah.
From one little wasp.
Does it hurt or what?
What's that?
Does it still hurt?
Yeah, it hurts. I mean, I got ice on and I'm on like medication and stuff. Just like Motrin and all that.
Ouch.
But I'm trying not to use it as much. And, you know, I got to type for this gig here. So
yeah, so one finger typing is a little bit.
Just put like two words up there. You don't have to.
Every time he's like, hey, here's the number. I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Give him a break. Giving out the number.
Are you going to be able to beat off later?
No. And I got to wipe my butt with my left hand.
Oh, that is crazy.
I couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it.
We all just went, ooh.
That's like bizarro world, trying to wipe your butt with your left hand.
Dude, I couldn't do it. I'll tell you this right now.
You could do it if you had to.
Dude, I don't have the flexibility on this side of my body that I do on this side of my body.
I could do it, but it would take me like 10 extra minutes.
Yeah, I did it this morning.
Oh, it'd be bad.
If there's any weird smells, it's because I didn't get it.
If I had to use my left hand, it'd be such a mess back there.
Oh, God.
You need to buy a bidet.
Yeah, I know.
Toilet seat.
Oh, yeah, I could for a few days. But I had to use it here this morning, so I went lefty.
You went left,
You went lefty, and you made it out all right.
You got an itchy
ass. Made it out all right. I can feel my hand.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, we're just glad you're okay, dude.
Yeah,
I love our reaction, though, out of all the things you just said was over the
butt wiping.
Oh, no! Yeah.
Left hand, butt wipe!
Left-handed butt wipe! How do you do?
Because it is madness. How's he doing it?
If I was wiping my own ass with my left hand, it would be like, I'd be like, I don't even know where I'd start.
It doesn't even know how to get to my ass.
Yeah, I'd be like, I keep trying.
Yeah. I'm going to find that ass sometime.
Well, Jason, we're glad you're okay, man.
Yeah, I'm good. I got a great girlfriend who took care of me and got me all under control.
That's nice. I bet.
Yeah. You know, fixed the window with cardboard. And
Jesus, man.
Anyways.
Quite a night for our two.
Just leave the tough stuff to her, okay?
Yeah, you know, I'm just an idiot.
Yeah, well.
Could have done it.
We all have those moments. We all have those
moments. You could have done it a bit softer.
Yeah. Probably would have been
But I got some gory photos if people want them. Ooh, I sent one out to one guy.
I don't want them. No thanks.
I'll probably I tried to take my skin, too, for James, but my sister won't let me take it.
Mm. Oh, wow. There was extra skin.
You had extra skin?
Yeah, they had to cut it off.
Oh. Extra skin.
Oh, my God. Turned into an eye patch.
Yeah.
No, don't do that.
Part of his skin suit.
All right. We'll let you go relax then and, you know, answer the phone.
Get ready to type a bunch, okay?
I'm going to tell people to call in. Sorry. Yep.
That's okay.
Back to his injured Jew cave.
Yep. Wow. Away I go.
They was telling me about it this morning. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I literally, like, all morning I'd walk by and I didn't see him over there. So then just right before he came in here, I was like, dude, you all right? And he told me, and I was like, Jesus.
Mm. Well, everyone's saying, how can he wipe?
How can he wipe?
I don't know. I challenge anyone to switch it up today.
Okay, so a quick question then, I guess, leading out of that. Has anyone done anything like that? You know, we just read the story about the guy who had a snake on his property in Finland and almost burned his whole house down because he tried to set the snake on fire.
Mm-hmm.
In your attempt to get rid of a critter, have you almost destroyed yourself?
Oh, wow.
Or your place? It is freaking, what am I trying to say here? It's not uncommon. Okay.
Right.
For people to overreact and freak out, especially if you have a fear.
Remember the guy here? Didn't he pour he poured rubbing alcohol
to kill all bed
over
bugs?
It was bed bugs, right? He was trying to kill all the bed bugs, rubbing alcohol all over his carpet in an apartment complex.
That's right.
And then newsflash, a spark will light that stuff on fire, yeah. and then it just went up.
Burnt down the whole building, right?
Yes,
it did. He did, yeah.
I think I'd be like that if I found bed bugs.
You could lose your mind with bed bugs.
If I found bed bugs, I think it would drive me batty to where logical thinking wouldn't come into the picture.
You might as well burn it down once they're in there.
Just an incredible portion of my brain capacity every day is just to make sure I never get bed bugs.
Yep.
Oh, me too.
15-20%.
It's always on my mind.
It is too. It's always back there. There's a little Andy voice going, bed bugs.
Yeah, if any of the kids, I realize there's a friend that may not look the cleanest. I'm like, well, he's not coming over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
I gave Becca like a list of rules when she went to a hotel with her mom.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, listen. I was here's what you got to do. You know, you put your clothes up. You just burn everything you take.
Yeah.
Suitcase in the bathtub. So we're wondering if you've ever destroyed yourself or your place in an effort to get rid of some critters. 1-855-954-6969. That's a toll-free number. 1-855-954-6969. You can text us. That number is 46969. And if you must email, is email at daveandchuckthefreak.com. Just be nice to Jason if you call in because he's having a tough day.
I almost did this the other day. And before, like, luckily the smart part of my brain took over. But when I realized I had those stupid carpenter bees.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, well, I know what'll get them.
Mm-hmm.
I'll burn them to death. And then I'm like, wait a second. They live in a giant wooden structure that is attached to my house.
Right. You'll burn down your house.
You know what I mean? But like the initial rage of realizing these sons of bitches have moved in to this wooden structure, I was like, you must all die in fire.
But they help your garden, right?
No. I don't know what they do.
Do they?
Is there any purpose?
So these are bees.
Oh.
They're carpenter bees. And I think they're like a big honeybee is what they look like.
Yeah.
Last year we had these globe cedars, and the bees made their nest inside the cedar.
Oh, yeah.
And so they'd keep flying. You'd see them, or it was just like a swarm around this thing all the time. So I got a can of Raid.
Oh, yeah. Fire away.
Fire in the hole.
Yeah.
But then as soon as I started to spray, they all...
Oh, yeah. You got to run, dude.
I ran like the Dickens.
Yeah.
That stuff's wild. I've done that with yellow jackets before.
Me too.
Spray them.
It's like 20 feet.
And they're
feet.
Like fighting it, but then it's over quick.
Yeah, they die
like,
fast.
I'm a human and have science, you dumbass.
Yeah.
This one tried killing a spider. Popped my knee out of place.
Ooh.
Had to have my daughter come pick me up with my grandma's walker so I could make it to the car.
Mm.
Oh. You got to use a walker?
That's awful.
So what have you destroyed on yourself or on your property trying to get rid of some critters? Alex is up first here with Dave and Chuck the Freak. Good morning, Alex.
Hey, good morning, guys. I had some raccoons that kept getting into my garbage outside my house. And one night I looked out and I seen them there. So I ran to my cupboard and grabbed a can of chunky soup and ran outside and whipped it at it and completely missed and blasted my siding and left a huge hole in it.
Oh, no.
Oh,
that sucks.
God.
You don't want to ruin your house.
Yeah. Raccoon won that night.
Oh, man.
Thing is, the raccoon probably was like, and thanks for the soup.
Yeah, exactly. He grabbed it with his little human-like hands and ran. Had a can opener.
And I believe that was soup.
Yeah.
And a hole to get inside. Perfect. Yep. I appreciate that. Nick. Hey, Nick. So our own in-house Jew here really destroyed himself trying to kill a wasp yesterday, ripped up his whole arm. What happened to you?
Almost the same thing verbatim. I had I lived in a trailer, and I don't know if you know, the windows on trailers are super, super thin.
Yeah.
And there was a fly on it. I smacked it, put my hand straight through it, and I got a chunk of glass that went right through my thumb. Cut the nerve, and I no longer have sensation in my thumb.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
from a fly. Goes away. From a trailer fly.
You're just trying to kill a trailer fly.
Get a fly swatter.
Yeah.
That was it, man. And 3 years ago, still don't have sensation in the thumb.
Yeah, man. No, it's never coming back.
No thumb sensation.
No, it's never coming back. Not when you cut the wrong thing and that's it.
This one, grabbed an ant with a tissue off the ceiling. Well, I squeezed it to crush it like a big man, but it squirted in my eye.
Ew.
Oh!
Juice.
Ant.
Sounded like such a girl.
Ew. You don't want. I mean, don't squeeze them.
It dropped me to the ground, and I was temporarily blinded in that eye for about an hour.
Just got ant guts in you.
Yeah, man. I don't know what ant guts are made out of.
Some kind of different ant. Like, would a fire ant juice maybe get you that way?
No. It was probably just a carpenter ant.
Yeah, its juices are.
Why would it blind him for an eye? Why would ant juice, or for an hour?
You don't want ant juice in your eye, you know? Yeah. I'd be really disturbed with any bug juice.
Oh.
Anything I went to kill and it juiced me,
that's no good.
I would be really...
critter juice, bug juice, no, yeah, no good. You don't want any bug juice on you.
No.
No.
Used a Nerf rocket launcher to kill a spider, missed the spider, broke a lamp.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Barry, you're up next. We're wondering what on your body or at your place you destroyed trying to kill something.
Oh, yeah. I was on our motorhome getting it ready for the summer, and I lifted up the storage compartment, and there was this giant wasp nest up there. And it formed this, like, skull and crossbones as it came after me, big snarl, and I jumped off the motorhome, broke my ankle. I had to spend the rest of the summer in a cast.
Oh, that sucks.
No, that does really suck.
Well, yeah.
Well, you don't want a wasp nest, though.
When you open up a door to a wasp nest, like, they don't like it.
Yeah, and they don't. They sting multiple times.
Oh, yeah.
It's nasty.
They just love to sting.
You know, I could be guilty of this, too. Saw a squirrel outside my window. I had the idea to smack the window in an attempt to scare it. Well, I put too much force on it. My hand went right through it. Got all caught up. Just like Jason. That's from Dion. I do that all the time. If I see, like, critters in the backyard, I'll snap the window just to kind of scare them
away.
Yeah,
isn't it funny that, like, I guess we all have this weird sense that our windows are stronger than they are.
Right.
Like, that you can go to a window and, like, and smack it, you know? Like, how many times you just smacked a window?
Oh, quite a bit.
You know?
Because I had that raccoon trying to scratch into my pool cover, so I kept, I would try to do that first to try
and... Just use a little knock.
Yeah, a little knock.
That's it,
does it move it? No, I don't know.
I'm trying to scare it, at least. I'm not trying to give it that know-me knock.
Well, they do react to
they
a little knock.
They turn to a knock, like, to see who's at the door?
Oh, yeah, I think that a knock just, they're just like, I think she's knocking at me.
This is a coming from a girl who has a groundhog that comes up to her front door and says hi to her.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah, I don't think we should take advice from Snow White over here.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Don't scare the animal. You don't want to scare them. They're your friends and they'll do things for you.
Hey, lady, are you knocking to tell me to come in there? Because I will. It's my dream to get in there. I smell all the stuff that's...
I'm asking you politely to leave.
I'm going to wait right here.
Mr. Groundhog.
So come in.
Sure, come on in.
All right.
Come on in.
Dinner smells delicious.
Here's something. Like some cheese?
Don't knock back at you.
That's what it's doing. When you see this groundhog, it knocks. It's knocking on the window back. Now I know why it's doing it. Lisa's trying to shoo it all the time, and she shoos it with a very gentle knock.
The groundhog's like, she's communicating with me through a series of knocks. I'll try to communicate back.
Little baby groundhog knocking on this window. Little woodchuck.
She wants me to be one of her creatures.
When they look, I shoo them away. I'm like,
and they're like, is that a come in kind of thing? Because you're not real scary.
What does that mean? Are you waving? Hi. Hi.
Hi. I'll come closer.
Here I come.
You go.
She's just out cleaning her porch and knocking at the animals. Little Lisa Snow White.
I don't know, lady. That knock seems pretty welcoming.
No, it's totally... They do think she's communicating with them, and they will come to live with all the other creatures she has there.
Yes.
It's true. It's starting to come together now. Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. All right, so we're wondering, what have you destroyed on your body or at your place in an effort to get rid of some critters? Jason the Jew tried to kill a wasp, ended up putting his hand right through a window, breaking the window and ripping up his arm. Mm. 9 stitches later, luckily he's okay. He's here with us today. But what happened to you? John. Hi, John.
Josh.
The Jew can't type right now.
He can't type.
No, it says Josh on the screen.
Oh, no.
He,
yeah.
He told me not to swear, so.
Yeah, don't.
Well, that's good.
But, no, my neighbor, I was mowing the yard, and my yard happens to kind of, like, in the middle of the yard split between my neighbor's yard, mm-hmm. and she has a tree, and I was mowing the side yard, and all of a sudden I start getting lit up. I'm like, dude, what the hell? And I look up, there's this giant nest. I'm like, okay, so I run across my yard getting stung, across my neighbor's yard. I had to end up jumping in his pool, and finally they stopped stinging me, and I go back, I look at it, they got this big giant nest, so I'm like, I'm going to cut it out my neighbor's tree, which is the branch is hanging in my yard with the nest. I'm going to cut it out. So I get my stepladder, I get all dressed up, like hoodies and everything, so I won't get stung too bad. And I go, as soon as I touch that limb, them suckers come out, they sting me in the face and the neck.
Yeah, they're trying to kill you.
Dude, bald-faced hornets, they're nuts. Like, yeah. Look them up. They got little yellow rings on them.
What were they called?
Bald-faced hornets?
Yeah, bald-faced hornets. They got little yellow rings on their ass end.
Yeah, that's fine.
So basically, I cut it down. It fell down, got stung, and later at night, I was like, "Well, I'll go back to it when all the bees go back to it and everything." And I doused a rag in gas, and I took it and I laid it right over it, and I lit that sucker on fire. I had all my neighbors calling the fire department because they had no idea what was going on. And I burned it to the ground. I kid you not, the next day, baseball-sized nest started building again.
And we're like, we want to rebuild, you son of a bitch!
You got rid of us! Dude, these are the closest thing to those Japanese hornets that we have.
Yeah.
Look at that. They're so mean.
Look at the nest.
Yeah, they look they look just awful.
Through the ashes, we will rebuild.
I'll say this, though. So, like, hornets are bad, but a wasp, to me, is way more terrifying.
Really? I think, I don't know. Like, I feel like a hornet is...
I think that'd mess you up more than a wasp.
How many times can a hornet sting you, though?
I think it's the same thing as a wasp.
But,
like, the thing about a hornet, I think they're worse tempered.
Oh, they get more pissy?
They get pissed. I think a wasp you can scare away, and it's like, fine, not worth it. Screw you, douchebag.
But a hornet's like, you're mine, bitch.
I was hoping you'd do that.
Oh, I've been begging to stab you.
I was hoping you'd get a hoodie on and come up here.
So we can stab your face.
This person said, I burnt down my shed accidentally trying to kill a wasp nest using a lighter and hairspray.
See, this is the thing. You got to plan
it. That's a flamethrower.
He made a flamethrower. He did. He really did.
My buddy tried to kill a mosquito in his car and punched it. Ended up cracking his windshield. A mosquito.
Yeah.
I hate a mosquito in my car, guys.
I really don't break your windshield.
I'm going to try not to.
Just open the window.
Yeah.
It should fly out. Tried to remove a bird's nest at my grandparents' place. Ended up falling off a 10-foot ladder. Broke my collarbone and my arm. I was in a full cast that kept my arm stationary for 6 weeks. Wow, God.
Yeah, that sucks, dude.
I've seen those things. They're the worst.
When they got that pole that goes down to like your
You sure
belt.
It looks natural?
Yeah.
So what about you? Where did you injure, on yourself or at your place, trying to rid your place of critters? Jessica's calling us from Dallas, Texas this morning. Hey, Jessica.
What do they got down there?
Balls, y'all.
What
balls, y'all?
So my husband and I moved to Texas like 3 years ago, and after we bought our house, it's kind of why a trash lady moved in next door, and she let all of our hedges grow onto our yard. And so I was helping my husband hedge trim all of her stuff, and I cut right through my fingernail on my left forefinger. It was bananas. I like watched the hedge trimmer go through the nails.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no,
that hurts.
That's bad. That's
gonna
hurt.
I don't like that idea.
Mm-hmm. John.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. So I had a family of stray cats living behind my house when I was in high school. I had just gotten my license.
Okay.
And me being an idiot, I wanted to show a little kindness to one of them when I found them. And he was super sweet when I picked up the first time. Got halfway to the vet down the highway before the thing decided to jump out of the back seat up into the driver's seat and just start lighting me up.
Oh, no.
So I'm on the highway trying not to swerve off the road as this little bundle of hatred is trying to go for my throat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, they're killers.
And to make it even better, that's when I found out I was allergic to cats, too. So now I'm sneezing and bleeding out the face as the cat's attacking me. And then the second I get it to the vet, because, you know, it's cheap, the thing decides to be sweet again. And the vet doesn't believe me that it attacks me.
I was going to say, isn't that just cats? Like, they're nice, and then they're not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little Bitties is like that.
Yeah. Very moody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
This person said, I tried to flick a spider off my window while driving, spun my car into a ditch.
I've had some close calls with spiders.
Spiders in a car.
In a car, man. Like, oh.
Dangerous.
I'm like, whoa. Like, I've got to pull over.
My uncle.
I'd rather have a bat.
This is years ago. I was a kid. My uncle drove off the road with a bee in his car.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'd rather have a bee in my car than a spider in my car.
The natural reaction to it is from caveman days to stuff like that.
So yeah, it's like, driving, it's like a built-in fear.
Reflex, yeah.
in us.
Farmer Dan's up next. Hi, Farmer Dan. Good morning.
Oh, hey there, Boca Raton.
Boca Raton. What happened?
All right, so I was probably about 12, 13 years old, and there was a garden spider, you know, just hanging out, you know, those big black, white, and yellow ones.
Yeah,
you know,
it was
all summer long. And I noticed that if you got grass on it, it started, you know, shaking the leaf to get the grass on. Well, one day, I got a little bit too much grass on there with a little cricket, and sure enough, it dislodged from the web, landed on my head.
Ooh.
I took off running, screaming, smacked my dome on a 4x4, knocked myself cold out.
Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, man, then the spider consumed you.
Woke up, I could speak fluent German.
I still don't know where the hell it went.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, he's alive still, that spider.
Yeah, he's out there living. Those spiders, when I first saw one of those, I couldn't believe it was real.
I think that's one of my first horrifying memories of spiders.
Yeah.
Is those garden spiders.
I didn't think they got that big, you know?
No.
I was like, no.
I was like, spiders are a little, look at that.
spiders are just these tiny things that are in your, oh my God.
Wow.
That's the size of a dog.
Life is dumb.
Yeah.
This person tried to kill a giant spider in my kitchen with Raid.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up giving myself Raid poisoning.
What?
And doing severe damage to my central nervous system.
How much did he spray?
I suffered side effects for months. Luckily, I am okay now, though. That's a lot of Raid.
How much Raid did you spray?
Too much.
That's the way the Breister was with Raid. You'd get those little ants. You know, you'd get those little ants. You'd go, boy, I'll take care of these little things. You couldn't go. It was like the home got bombed.
Yeah, you know, like with one of those. It'll mess you up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you shouldn't be breathing that stuff in.
No.
No protective gear for Breister and just copious amounts of Raid.
I had never noticed, like, I had never thought about how, like, crazy Raid is until I killed those yellow jackets with it.
Yeah, when they die in 1 second.
You're like, what's happening? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah. Done.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Andy, you would die. I'm a 6'5" man. I was in the basement of my old house, saw a big fuzzy spider, so I just grabbed a napkin to crush it. Turns out the fuzz was 100 baby spiders on it.
Yeah, wolf spider.
I screamed as they all crawled up onto my hand.
Oh, yeah. I just chopped my arm off.
And then I was just going to say,
it's like Walking Dead.
I walking deaded myself.
Yeah.
Turned to run away.
Herschel.
Woke up 5 minutes later with a baseball-sized lump on my head.
Oh, so he just ran into
knocked
something.
Himself out. And the spiders just had their way with him, right?
Oh, my God. And they
awful.
Will.
Yeah, those wolf spiders just carry them on their back. Pretty cool.
My manager was chasing around a bird in our warehouse. He was on the top racking in the back trying to shoo it away. Ended up falling. Slamming into our work truck, then hit the ground. Ambulance had to be called, but luckily nothing seriously damaged.
He probably got lucky because the truck broke his fall.
Mm.
Yeah, I guess you're right. A few more quick calls here. We're wondering, after Jason the Jew put his hand and arm through a window trying to kill a wasp yesterday, what's the worst way you've injured yourself or your place when it comes to critters? Eric's with us next. Hi, Eric. Go ahead.
How's she going, eh? A couple of years ago, I had a squirrel in my attic, and I tried baiting it out a couple times, and it wouldn't come out. So I went up there myself physically eventually, ended up falling through my drywall, busted up the joist, fell through my ceiling into my bedroom, busted up my leg, never got the squirrel.
Yeah, well...
It's funny to be laying there injured and the squirrel's just like eating a nut looking down. Like, you're an idiot, man.
Yeah. Didn't get me.
What's wrong with you? This one, stayed at a hotel a few years back while I was working for a horse show. My buddy and I got hammered at a local biker bar, came back, and part of the roof was on fire. We went back to the room, got undressed, and came out of the room like we had no idea what was going on.
No, you
what?
Missed the whole... It was a crappy hotel. There's a huge spider web next to the door. Yeah. And anyway, he had Axe deodorant body spray and a lighter, and he started burning the webs, and then they went inside. And then, like, later they came out and realized that the awnings were on fire, the roof was on fire.
No.
They started a fire in the hotel, and then they just pretended like...
They had no idea what
they
happened.
They had no idea what happened.
Investigators can get to the bottom
of that. Sure yeah, they sure will.
They don't know how that happened. Act of God.
Meteor. Flaming meteor.
Some kind of act of God. He just made some kind of fire appear at the top of the hotel or something.
Cool. I don't know. Boy.
State Farm's got to take care of it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Here's a real bad day. You're working as a Latina housekeeper, and you're stung by hundreds of bees.
Hundreds.
Oh, no.
Bad, bad day.
Terrible day. Were they? What kind of bees?
They were... It just says a swarm of bees.
I thought I read today that they were killer bees.
In
they were
Lake
killer
bees? Forest. Well, anyway, here's the story on what happened from KTLA. The reporter in the story looks like she's a former porn star.
It's KTLA, dude.
Right?
That's how they report in Los Angeles. KTLA is a smoke show, usually.
Here's the story. Take a listen.
Neighbors tell us that the housekeeper's name is Maria, and firefighters say that when they arrived, they found Maria just covered in bees, and her coworker was trying to spray them off of her with water, but they say the bees just wouldn't leave her alone, and they say that these bees stung her at least 200 times. Mm.
So as we approached her, I got maybe 15, 20 feet from her, and I could see clumps of bees all over her body.
Firefighter paramedic Ryan Wilson is one of four firefighters who risked his life today to save a woman covered in thousands of bees from head to toe in Lake Forest. He says several hundred were on her face alone.
Oh, in her hair just kind of intertwined and kind of engulfed her whole head.
Jesus.
And they were in like sheets kind of attached to her all over around her
ear. Trying to kill you, man.
Yeah. Seeing the critical nature of what was happening, firefighters didn't stop to put on any protective gear. Instead, they grabbed the CO2 extinguishers and began spraying the bees, freezing some of them off of her.
She was kind of just struck over with fear, and I kept grabbing her, telling her let's go, and she had bees all over her arms, and so we made the decision just to grab her and take off and get out of the area because we didn't know where the bees were coming from.
Paramedics met them a few blocks away and rushed the 48-year-old woman to the hospital. This homeowner says the victim is her housekeeper and was attacked while getting supplies out of her trunk.
All of a sudden, I heard screaming. Went to get some water hose from there to there to put over.
And then I decided to let
her die. My son called 911.
A bee expert who came and removed the hive from his gas meter estimates there were between 60 and 80,000 bees.
Wow.
The homeowner was transported to the hospital for bee stings, as well as Wilson and a fellow firefighter. As for the victim, who fire officials say is intubated and in the ICU, there is some good news to report about her condition, no doubt because of firefighters' quick action.
The son of the patient actually stated that her mother or his mother will be doing fine, that she will recover. He stated that she is out of the danger zone, so to speak.
Yeah, and her son apparently told firefighters that she is expected to be released in the next few days. Now, as for those firefighters that had to be treated and released from the hospital, they have already returned back to duty. For now,
I don't think this would ever happen to me.
Why not?
Because if I, like, once a bee, I feel like, is after me, I'm running.
You got to get out of there.
I'm already running. Like, how long do you have to sit around to let thousands of bees get you? You must have been trying to...
or she was like real close to the hive or something, and yeah, they like one stung, and then they release that pheromone that attracts the other ones.
Because I mean, to me, I see
one bee
around,
and I scream like a little girl, and
like,
I get out of there.
I'm still getting the stuff out of the trunk, you know. I know I got a job to do for Sarah.
I tell her, please get stuff out of trunk.
Keep getting the stuff out of the trunk.
I do not care about like bees.
Keep it doing it.
What would you do? I mean, what should you do? We've heard that you shouldn't dive into a pool because they'll just wait for you, right? They'll just hover above.
Yeah.
This woman sprayed them with water. They wouldn't go away.
I guess I don't know. I mean, honestly, just die. You should probably just die.
Chuck, yeah, that's not the best survival advice.
Let the venom.
Just let it take its course. And
no, what do you do?
I think you need to run faster than she ran.
Mm-hmm. Bees will take, like, an aggressive bee will take chase.
And I think, yeah, like, a killer bees don't stop. Yeah. That's part of the problem. I guess you got to get inside, into your house, a house. But Sarah, the homeowner, was probably just slam that door shut.
So, you stay out Chuck there. Gave the good advice. I Googled it. Run until the killer bees stop chasing you. The best way to get away from killer bees is to run as fast as you possibly can away from the swarm. Cover your head and your face. Mm-hmm. Use a blanket, sheet, or shirt to cover your head and face. Seek shelter as soon as possible, and once inside, turn off all the lights.
Oh my God, you gotta turn the lights.
Those bees are like, she's still in there! That bitch is still in there! The one who's trying to mess with her hive? She's still, the lights are on, man. She's watching TV.
You hide from the bees the same way you hide from the cops.
That's exactly it.
That's what you need to act like. Yeah, it's like it's a cop.
I love that they're still looking at her.
Yeah, we see you in there! Dumbass.
They don't stop.
Turn
now.
Off all the lights. Yep. That's nuts. So run like the Dickens. Cover your head and face. Seek
Get
shelter.
Inside. Turn out the
Turn
lights.
Turn off the lights. Avoid mistakes. Use a credit card to remove the stingers.
Do not try
Do not
and kill
swat
them.
Or kill them. The more you agitate them, the more fiercely they will swarm you. So maybe she tried to.
She was probably it'd be your reaction, yeah, right? You've swat. Got bees all over your face. Yeah. You're swatting them.
You gotta swat them.
You gotta swat them. And she's probably like, Telemundo, Telemundo. And that Sarah chick, you slam that door right in her face.
Just stay out there. I'll be in here. I'll call
it.
Is
a part of your job to get stung by the bees?
I love that they'll wait for you. You gotta trick them.
Yeah, because here, even if you go further, it says do not jump into a body of water. They want people to sting you in there, but they'll just swarm the area, wait for you to resurface. It's not a viable strategy for killer bees. We learned that from another story a few weeks ago, right? When a woman jumped into a pool,
yeah,
and they just waited for her. Seek medical attention if you have an adverse reaction. Wear light-colored clothing. Killer bees have evolved to recognize dark clothing. In their most common enemies, they're bears or badgers. For this reason, light-colored clothing won't be as threatening to them. The color red appears black to bees, so avoid wearing that color as well. Do not approach or disturb a beehive.
We're getting to the point where they're gonna get so smart, and they're just gonna be like become like a man-shaped bee cloud.
Oh yeah,
and they're gonna like ring doorbells and stuff.
Like, oh, someone's here.
Yeah, somebody's here. They're gonna top hat.
No, it's just us, the bees. You dumbass, you let us in now. Try to mess with our honey.
Someone said pay attention to killer bees bumping into you. If you start to notice that killer bees are gathering around you or they aggressively bump into you, it's a sign they're going to start stinging you. Like, they're just, hey!
Are there a lot of killer bees around here?
Not here.
Not here. Well, they're it's once they happened, they didn't stop.
You know what, though? They've been saying they were going to come here for a long, long time. And they keep moving up, I think, a little bit.
Closer.
But I think the winter knocks them,
they can't survive.
They can't survive it. So
until they figure out how to make little bee sweaters.
Well, until our winter goes away.
Yeah, that's
which
true.
Is that is happening.
That's happening.
So.
Didn't happen last winter.
Yeah,
no.
That's true.
Matt is with us on the Dave and Chuck lines at 1-855-954-6969. Matt, you had a comment.
Top of the penis, Julia,
and to you as well.
Yeah, just pass on the buck, because no one's going to remember that survival crap. Just knock down someone lesser than you and let them have the problem.
Run, knock down someone else, let the bees get them.
That's what that Sarah chick did.
Sorry,
I think.
Mom!
Yeah. Matt's a bastard.
Turn off the lights. Don't answer your phone. The bees will call you.
Your mom's pounding on the door. You just leave her out there.
You pick up the phone and just...
Hey, it's the bees. Yeah, we see you're watching Dancing with the Stars. I can't wait till you come outside again.
We are so mad.
The bees harassing you.
We are tremendously upset.
Hey, we watched you go to work today.
Stalking you. They follow you everywhere.
The call's coming from inside the house.
Oh my God, I don't know this number. Hello? Oh, it's the bees again. Oh, they're mad.
We're in.
Those little bastards.
They are...
I'm being chased by a Ford Explorer that's being driven by a bee man.
The future. Dominic, good morning. What's your comment on this?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I was attacked by a bunch of bees. When I was younger, I was cutting this branch to make a slingshot, and I felt like a lot of picking underneath my shoes, and I lift up my foot, and that was it. Four bees got me, and according to my brothers, when I was running down the alley, they were chasing me like a V, like that cartoon stuff you see. And then
so they were in a V shape.
They were in a V formation?
Yeah. Yeah. Then I dove in the pool, just like you guys said not to do. I came up, got stung in the head, come out of the pool, ran in the house, and finally got away. And I was probably stung about 25 times.
Oh, my God.
Dude, that sucks so bad.
Thanks for calling in, man. Someone said I got chased by killer bees in a tiger reserve in India. I swatted one on my ear, and then the swarm followed.
I think the number one pheromone that makes them attack is the whatever the death pheromone is.
Yeah.
If they smell a bee that died, it just makes them go crazy.
Yeah.
He said we were in a safari jeep, so we had to bolt right away.
Jesus.
Those bees will place a GPS tracker on you.
We know where you're going, man. Well, listen, we're bees.
For queen and hive!
You bumped into us!
Yeah. We won't let it go.
Tom's calling us from...
They follow you on Facebook.
All the bees. Fort Myers this morning. Hey, Tom, how are you, man?
Hey, I'm all right. I was listening to your bee story here, and it kind of made me think. So you run away as fast as you can. You get inside, you turn the lights off. That's the same way you treat a Jehovah's Witness, right?
Absolutely.
Yep. Yes.
They're just as scary.
Exactly. Yeah.
They can swarm you, and they can swarm you.
Here they come.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in, Tom. Right. Have a good day, man. See ya.
I'd like to talk to you about Jehovah.
Hey, oh, no, your bees! Run! It's the bees again!
Bob has a comment. He's joining us next. Hey, Bob.
Hey, morning. Penis ball.
Penis, have you been swarmed?
How you guys doing? I was swarmed once on a driving range. I was in Washington, Michigan, hitting balls on a golf range. And in the distance, I kind of heard this real loud humming. Mm. And as I looked towards the end of the driving range, there's a huge black cloud coming at me. So I dropped my club, started running. They caught up a little bit with me, but I was able to get into the clubhouse. And as I shut the clubhouse door, all the bees just would, it sounded like pellets hitting the windows.
So they were trying to get through.
They were trying to get through. They wanted to kill me.
Oh, yeah. See, like, that's the thing. So, like, what happened there probably was that a queen was decided, I don't like where we live now. Let's find a new place. And so while the queen is flying,
they're following her.
They will follow and they'll kill anything in her way.
Wow.
You know? And then she finds a new place, and they kind of settle down. They're like, okay, we can settle down a bit.
Says, I imagine killer bees have a New York accent.
Watch where you're going. You bumped into me. You screwed up my new hive.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. What are you poking around for?
This guy says, I do pest control in Florida, and I had an encounter with killer bees called the Africanized Colony. I ran to my truck and jumped inside. They swarmed the truck, landing on the windshield, looking at me, trying to sting the glass. I had to drive away slowly until I could see out the windshield. There was probably hundreds of thousands of them. It was scary stuff.
That is scary.
All they want to do is kill you.
It's wild.
They don't want to eat you or anything. They just want you dead.
Someone said my dad was stung by a bee on his dong when he was mowing the lawn in shorts. Mom said it was the biggest he's ever been.
Mom was like, I know it hurts, but come with me.
Put that girth to use.
Yeah.
Kara is up next on the Dave and Chuck lines. Kara, we're talking about this woman, unfortunately stung 200 times by a swarm of bees in California. You had a comment on that.
Yeah, I was just going to say what you can do. I'm a beekeeper in Boston. I have about 60,000 bees, and they usually are pretty docile, but if you ever do get attacked, you're supposed to hold your breath and stand under a tree, because it's usually like bears and animals that are going after their honey, and because they have so much fur, they go for the face. That's why we wear veils when mm-hmm. we beekeep. So you're supposed to stand under a tree, because a tree gives off oxygen and you give off carbon dioxide. So if you just hold your breath and stand under a tree long enough, they should go away.
Hmm. They should. The regular bees, not the ones that'll follow you on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah, the ones that catfish you.
Yeah. Not the ones that put a GPS tracker on.
Yeah, exactly. No. Right. Thanks for the tip, though. We appreciate it. Have a good day.
I do think, I don't know if killer bees are in Boston. I'm assuming no. Like, it's way too high, right? So she's dealing with your honeybees.
Right, regular bees.
You know? You can outfox them by standing next to a tree and they will give up, but a killer bee is just like...
It's like looking for trouble, man.
Yeah.
You're not a tree. Come on.
I know that's not a tree.
Picture the bees turning into a sassy black woman or Samuel Jackson. Oh, hell no! Someone said, well, actually, when a hive splits and a swarm departs with a queen, the bees are actually usually docile and stay very close to her. It's to make sure she's protected and safe.
Well, yeah, but that's what I think they were doing.
Did you look at the queen?
But then the queen was deciding to move that way, and that guy was just in the way. Yeah. You don't want to be in the way.
No.
Someone said, friend's kid got swarmed by bees, ran into the house to get away. Well, the bees followed them in. I threw the kids in the shower, and their dad sucked up a majority of them with the vacuum.
Yeah, vacuum's always good. People don't think about the vacuum enough.
Yeah, it is wild.
That's how you should catch all dangerous bugs.
Yeah.
Someone texted this survival tip. If surrounded by bees, just start buzzing. They'll think you're one of them.
Nope.
No, that's a bad. That's not real.
No.
That's not real.
No, it's not.
Buzz, 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 buzz,
look at Dave.
Buzz,
look at Dave buzzing.
Buzz.
Oh, look at him dying.
It's not working. It's not working. Buzz, buzz,
keep buzzing. Keep buzzing.
And then I die.
Yeah.
And that's the end of Dave. Dave's like, I swear to God, I read it in a text.
I buzzed, and they got me.
A few more quick calls here. Let's go next to Rick. Hi, Rick. You're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak, talking about a woman in California stung by a swarm of bees over 200 times.
Yeah, I had, I was playing golf, and I had a buddy of mine hit one off into the woods, and when we were walking up looking for his ball, I stepped on a, the bull-face hornets.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I stepped on a nest of one of those things, and they gave pursuit pretty quick. I chased me all the way across the golf course.
Well, hornets are just, like, hornets
are aggressive.
All they do is sit around like, you think today will be the day someone
I hope somebody turns and steps on our hive today?
Oh, my God, I want to kill someone so bad.
I want to swarm and sting until they die.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. I want to bite, and I want to sting.
Oh, I hate a person.
Do the lease away. Go away, bees.
No.
That only works with ghosts.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. My dad, as a kid, hung his swimming suit on the line. Before he put them back on, bees had started a little nest in the mesh lining.
That's theirs.
And he didn't notice.
No.
Stung his nuts up real bad.
Oh, no.
Stung him to the hospital.
Oh. Wow. Bees are like, this is great.
Look at this. You can hang honey in here.
It's like a homemade hive, right?
Yeah.
Like,
it
looks like it's already partially developed for them.
Yeah.
Perfect.
They put that together quick.
Yeah, they did.
It's moving ready.
Yeah.
How long were they on the line? Issam.
Yes.
How are you?
Morning. Good. How you doing?
Good.
Back in the day, lived in Windsor and LaSalle there, and we had a house that didn't have a basement in it. It was a crawl space. We noticed bees were going inside.
Oh, yeah.
Me and my buddy were, the geniuses that we are, decided to put snowsuits on in the middle of summer, grabbed a shot vac, stuck the shot vac in the hole, and we felt the bees going in. We heard them going in. We let go. Everything looked okay. We opened the shot vac up.
No!
Didn't think anything about it. We didn't put a bag in it. They started swarming us.
Sure.
So we had snowsuits on, just started running down the street in the middle of summer with snowsuits on, trying to get away from these bees. It was nuts.
Don't open the shop back that you just sucked them up into.
Yeah, I think the smart move, just thinking about it off the top of my head. So you shop vac them up. Keep the shop vac on. Don't let them fly back out of the tube.
Right.
And then maybe go get some sweet ass Raid.
And spray that
and
into
spray
the shop vac.
Into the shop vac.
Raid!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kill the
rain death upon them.
Yep.
Yes.
Or like Lisa, your hairspray.
Yeah.
They're just like, we're alive, but we're frozen and we're dead.
Too many. There was just
Kayla.
So many.
Oh, hi, Kayla. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good. What happened?
I was in California. My sister's husband is stationed at Fort Irwin, and this is before they were married. So we had flown out there for said wedding, and we were in a rental car. And where they are, it's literally just desert, like just sand everywhere. And all of a sudden, this black cloud came out of nowhere, and there's nowhere for us to stop. And it wasn't until we were in the middle of the like the swarm for about like 30 seconds with all these bees hitting the windshield, it sounded like hail pellets all over the car.
Huh. Oh, my God.
You were okay, though.
Yeah, well, my sister freaked out when she let go of the steering wheel. We kind of swerved a little bit. But when we pulled over, we just saw dead bugs all over the rental car. We had to explain when we got there.
Yeah, well, that's fine. As long as they weren't all over you. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let the rental car place deal with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird how those swarms work with the pheromones and stuff like that. Like, one will sting, and then the others are like, we're stinging, boys!
Yeah, it's they communicate the same way as ants.
Mm-hmm. It's wild.
Yeah.
Got swarmed by a bunch of killer bees in New York City, they say. Hmm. They're in New York City?
No. That's a Wu-Tang Clan joke, Dave.
Oh, I didn't get that part.
I was like, oh, no, I just read that one, too.
No,
Dave.
No.
I put the band survival tip on there as a joke, but I didn't want to put the Wu-Tang Clan up there.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Killer bees.
Gotcha. Gotcha there. Okay.
One killer bee and he ain't going to kill now.
Colin, you had bees in your hotel?
Hey. Yeah, so I was on a scuba diving trip in the Bahamas, Nassau, with family. And we're at this hotel, and it was a pretty jank hotel, let me tell you. One night, we woke up to bees just in our room. So we start looking around, and they started coming out of the faucet.
What?
And out of the head of the shower.
What?
And yeah, so we tell like the management of the hotel, and let me remind you, this is in the Bahamas, so not going the way you think.
Yep.
They threw us two bottles of Raid, and they told us to take care of it. So in our investigation, we found a hole on the back side of the hotel room, and beehive just completely covered the.
All right, it was big.
It'd be an exterminator on his vacation.
Yeah, like, yeah. That's just another reason why I'll never go to other countries.
I can't it's imagine different. Them coming out of the faucet or the shower head.
No, oh, it'd suck. You're very
That's a
vulnerable.
Nightmare. That's like something out of a nightmare.
Your nipples are out, man.
I don't know how
More than
out
your nipples
of a shower head. How thick
I don't know.
Are those?
How big is the holes in the shower head?
I don't know.
I'm trying to piece it together.
Never seen that before.
No.
Didn't know that was a reality. Maybe it's not.
Maybe it was coming out of the hole that's cut. At the like, it's not flying out where the water comes out. It's coming out of the hole.
Yeah.
That's cut in the wall.
By the way, someone said that don't do the Raid into the shop vac.
It could explode.
It could explode. It's flammable. And also the air blows back at you, so.
Yeah, I'm still doing it.
No, it's not a good idea.
I'm still doing it.
Not a good idea. Katie, you had to get nude. Is that right?
Hi, penis balls.
Penis.
So I was getting firewood for camping on the side of the highway, and we're kind of just off the Kangamangas Highway in New Hampshire, and I pick up a nice big dead tree, and I get hit on the thumb, and I look down, and there's this little thing stinging me over and over again, so I fling them off, and then I hear the swarm. And my friend starts screaming, and we all run back onto the highway, and they're all over my shirt. So I had to rip my shirt off and run down the Kangamangas Highway with no shirt.
No, not sucks. A good day for you, a good day for other folks on the Kangamanga Highway, let me tell you.
Yeah.
All right, Katie.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in. Well, you do what you got to do, right?
Yeah, you do.
I'm ripping my pants survive. Off. I don't care. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm not.
If I need to do it,
yeah,
I need
no,
to do
no.
it.
Well, just let them sting me. Hopefully there's a size increase from the swelling.
Just be careful. And now you know how to deal with it. in case you are swarmed by bees. So yeah. We gave you the tips on how to survive.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.